Introduction to the 10th Anniversary Edition of Emotional Intelligence. In 1990, in my role as a science reporter at the New York Times, I chanced upon an article in a small academic journal by two psychologists, John Mayer, now at the University of New Hampshire, and Yale's Peter Salovey. Mayer and Salovey offered the first formulation of a concept they called emotional intelligence. Those were days when the preeminence of IQ as the standard of excellence in life was unquestioned, a debate raised over whether it was set in our genes or due to experience. But here, suddenly, was a new way of thinking about the ingredients of life success. I was electrified by the notion, which I made the title of this book in 1995. Like Mayer and Salovey, I used the phrase to synthesize a broad range of scientific findings, drawing together what had been separate strands of research, reviewing not only their theory, but a wide variety of other exciting scientific developments, such as the first fruits of the new field of affective neuroscience, which explores how emotions are regulated in the brain. I remember having the thought, just before the book was published 10 years ago, that if one day I overheard a conversation in which two strangers used the phrase emotional intelligence and both understood what it meant, I would have succeeded in spreading the concept more widely into the culture. Little did I know. The phrase emotional intelligence, or its casual shorthand EQ, has become ubiquitous, showing up in settings as unlikely as the cartoon strips Dilbert, Zippy the Pinhead, and in Roz Chass' sequential art in the New Yorker magazine. I've seen boxes of toys that claim to boost a child's EQ. Lovelorn personal ads sometimes trumpet it.